This season of Five Gems in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loss, grief, death, abuse of power, colonialism, and the consequences thereof. Content warnings for today's episode include abuse of power, mentions of death, colonialism, and arson. Be sure to check out each episode description to find out which content warnings are in which episode. Listener discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Five GMs in a Trench Coat. We're playing D&D 5e today. I am your GM, Tanlin, and Let's start with me again.
Hello, I'm Adam. I'm playing Callan, a little goblin guy. I'm just here, you know. I'm here. I'm going to fight. I'm going to throw things. I'll bite, probably.
You definitely will bite. Hi, everybody. I'm Kim, and I'm playing Rin today for you. And I don't do all of those things that Callan does. I'm just here to hang out and curl up on a ball on the floor.
Hey, I'm Jesse, and I'm 2.5 horns. And I'm a big guy.
Hi, audience. It's Ander. Your car is nice. The interior is a little messier than I thought it would be. It's weird being in this phone. I hope you enjoy the story we're about to tell you.
Crazy.
Thank you, Tanner. So, you guys, where we left off, were fucking deep in it, getting gooed, and then also gooing others.
Oh, I got gooed as fuck.
Oh, what? Yeah. And then you guys got put to sleep by some pink mist. And I think it'll be fun to start with Jesse. So you're asleep. Mm-hmm. You're dreaming right now. And in your dream, you're in... Because when you got arrested, you were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You were, heavily. Yeah. So you're in that tavern again.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
You know, some idiot told me I had 1.5 horns, and I tried to explain to him that, no, see, and I counted, like, 1, 2, then half, so it's 2.5 horns.
Jesus Christ.
And we got into an argument, and I got naked, as I do when I get a little drunk, and then the cop showed up, and then they also were on the, you only have 1.5 horns, so we started wrestling.
Not wrestling, wrestling.
Oh, mm-hmm. And and then they arrested me.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long have you been in prison for?
He hasn't been keeping count.
Can you count?
I mean, he can count to 2.5 at least.
Okay. From you.
Incorrectly.
Yeah, terribly. From you, we will fade to Kim.
Oh, fuck.
You're Ethan.
I am Ethan.
You're...
I go sleep.
You were freshly initiated into your Assassin's Guild. You got your first mission.
Mm-hmm. By myself.
You're there.
Jesus, you know? Christ. So I think she showed up and the place was trashed, ran through, broken beakers, broken, you know, glasses, there's papers scattered everywhere, and frantic, just frantically looking around the room and going through everything in her head that she had got from this anonymous tip and trying to figure out if she misunderstood something, if she misread something, if maybe she's at the wrong place. But she looks around and there's absolutely no way she could be in the wrong place given the information she was gotten. And so I think it's a lot of eyes darting around the room. Her heart, you can hear it in her ears. It's just really fast, though, because she's very nervous and figuring out what's going on. She's scouring the room to see if maybe there was something left behind, but it looks like it's been this way for years, which, again, is very confusing for her, given that the tip that she got, he should be here, and this should be a one-and-done thing. And I think after she spends maybe, like, 5-10 minutes looking around the room and just, you know, tripping over papers, rummaging through shit, she heads on her way out. And I think, not expecting it, she, and not entirely being there because she's trying to figure out what's going on, she bumps into guards, which shouldn't be there. And I think her first instinct is to flee. But I think there's just so much happening that I think she can't get away fast enough in that moment for them to grab her. And then, yeah, she got caught,
yeah,
and she's been arrested. And before she went to sleep, day 366.
Then we pan to Callan, who is fucking knocked the fuck out.
And still, I think, kind of holding the carrot around the guy's neck. Yeah.
I think for you, the dream starts off differently.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're, what, 14 again in your hometown, and there's flames and panic.
Yeah.
And then from that, you're stalking this wizard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like out of the smoke. I think, yeah, like you see the smoke cover my face of like the flames of my my town where I grew up.
Yeah.
And then out of the smoke, I kind of like in the shadows, mm-hmm, just okay, running in like a back alley. Kind of, I've been tracking this wizard for a while. And he looks exhausted, and boy oh boy is he tired. And he's used so many of his spells and resources. And right when he's at his front door, has let his guard down. He's home. He's in his kingdom. He's going to see his wife and child. And I emerge and immediately action surge, advantage attacks, just go all the way in, full fucking force. I don't think it auto kills him. I do think he kind of gets a moment of reprieve. There's a short scuffle, but he's used so much of his resources as I had intended.
Yeah.
And I strike this fucking guy down. And he was a little important, you know?
Yeah. He was, like, up and coming, but he also was one of the wizards who was there,
yep,
when your village burned down.
Yeah, I got him. I caught his ass lacking.
Caught
his ass lacking, and I handled it. You know, I was quick with it. Apparently not quick enough. His wife didn't really deserve to die, and she called some guards, and some guards showed up, and by some guards, they completely surrounded
you.
They cut off all the blocks. I mean, I took some of them out with me, but yeah,
I think they have been kind of on your tail too, because,
yeah,
you've been on the hunt.
Up to that point, I had killed guards. I hadn't gotten any of like the higher ups at that point, but I had been making my way through so-called heroes, so-called adventurers,
yeah,
and yeah.
Okay.
And then they fucking got me.
Yeah.
They beat me up a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
They threw me in the hole. It's fine.
Yeah.
Ah!
Sprayed me with water.
And lastly, we pan to Ander.
So, camera moves down. Starts just at, like, a night sky, smoke billowing, and then it just slowly starts panning down. The roof of this, like, house, this nice house, is blown off. That's first thing we see. And then we see, like, flames, like, kind of at the edges of the walls and stuff like that. We keep going down, and the first dead body we see has its head completely gone. And there's just blood, like, seeping down it, because it was laying against a wall. And then we keep going down, and there are more dead bodies. Similarly, like Gord, some have been disemboweled, some have missing limbs, a couple have their eyes gouged out, one looks like they gouged their own eyes out, and there are probably about 8 of these, and then there's a dead body that looks like it had something impaled, like a large pole of some kind impaled through its chest, but it's face down, and that was the only thing that seems to have killed it. And then Ander is staring wide-eyed, bloodshot, holding his knees, facing the camera, looking directly at it, and biting his lip, and he's bleeding slightly from his lip. His eye is also caked shut with blood.
And you're in, like, your prison uniform. Not prison. You're,
oh, yeah, and
like,
all of those bodies were wearing guard uniforms, and he is also wearing a guard uniform.
Yeah, like, the Kingdom of Matant's, like, guards uniforms.
Yeah.
You're a cop. What a cop. Yeah. dude.
But yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, what a way to end that. And then I think you guys all kind of groggily come to and look around, and you're bound completely. Shackles, chains, fucking. And it's this, like, vast arching room. You're on, like, plush, like, patterned red carpets. And they trail along the floor up a short flight of stairs to a throne.
Ugh.
And on that throne sits a man who is pale. Porcelain skin. His hair is, like, long and, like, blondish. And he wears, like, silver armor. Like,
gaudy silver armor.
Gaudy silver
like,
armor.
Like white gold. Almost, yeah. Like white gold silver, yeah.
And it makes him look more filled out than what his gaunt and sunken face looks like, and his spindly hands. And the crown on his head only solidifies and confirms that you guys are in the king's throne room. You guys would know this, the newly appointed king. He just recently came into power about 8 months to a year ago. And he's younger. I mean, it's hard to kind of tell how old he is because he looks kind of sickly. So maybe he looks a little older than he is. And he's sitting there with his hand resting under his chin. He's like, "Good morning. Did you guys sleep well?"
I just head bang.
Slept like a rock.
That's so good, isn't it?
2.5 more. Don't engage with him.
Well, he asked a question. That's rude to not answer.
Did you guys have fun?
It was actually a pretty good time, I'm not gonna lie.
Did your guards have fun?
Well, one of them, I heard, was bleeding out for a little while, but I think he's fine.
Was it the one I stabbed?
Are you gonna execute us?
No. Isn't that wonderful? How gracious am I?
I'd prefer you execute us, I think.
I actually have a job for you.
Reen, do something.
What the fuck can I do?
I don't know. Get out of the shackles, Reen.
I don't think I can do that.
Reen.
No shackle can bind me, and I'm going to try to break them out.
Well, the truth is I need help. And I'm not ashamed to admit. I'm humble.
This guy.
But, you see, my poor father, before his tragic death, had something taken from him. A few things, actually. And I feel as his son, it's my duty to get them back for him. That's where you guys come in.
Okie dokie.
Sorry.
That seems pretty easy. What do we get after we do it? Do you, like, let us out of it? Can we do it without the shackles on, though? Because I can't. I'm not really good at shackles.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
So.
As he's talking, I'm, like, jingling the shackles.
You might be wondering why I would choose prisoners. I mean, the dregs of society. But I figured, why waste some good resources when I could be cleansing my new kingdom of what I don't need? Thumbs down. Two thumbs
boo,
down.
Boo. Hisses boo.
So, you're going to get your hands dirty for me, and I'll grant you your freedom. It's simple.
But then how does that get rid of us, the dredges of society? Because you implied that you were going to get rid of us by making us do this, but then you're going to give us our freedom when we do it.
Well, you won't be useless if you are able to do this for me.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Yeah. I mean, and then if you die along the way, I mean. Anyways. So, basically, there's these items that are somewhere in the Tel Eldwat regions outside of the kingdom. And you guys would know. Actually, you are from there, Callan, and so is Halfhorns. It's the outer regions. It's known within the kingdom as, like, wilds, and there's only savages out there, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Basically, that's it. I mean, there's rules, obviously. I can't just send you guys out there. Mm. So you're gonna make a deal with me, and then, you know.
Yeah, good question. We say no, you kill us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm in!
Yeah, I guess we don't want to die.
I mean, you could... I'm giving you a chance to say yes, but you're going to do it. And then, so...
I like inchworm over to Ander. I'm like,
I bet this guy sniffs farts.
I'm going to be like, you guys, I've almost broken it. I just need a little bit more leverage.
And to do the thing that almost got us out last time.
Okay. So, guards will come and lift you up to your knees.
Ow!
Reminiscent of getting executed, sitting there on your knees, shackled.
Wait. Start to panic a little.
This, like, tall figure, maybe around, like, 6'2", it fully covered in red robes. He's obscured. Ugh. Wearing black, like, gloves. Comes up to each one of you and just... places his fingers to your forehead.
Oh, hey, what are you doing? One at a time. I have a religion.
I'm going to have everyone roll me con saves. It hurts. Like, it feels like a brand being pushed into the flesh of your forehead. But you're tough. Anders been through worse, right? And you... It's just the burning. Yeah, it hurts.
I hate fire!
But you're not, like, too out of it. Uh-huh. Like, you're able to just, like, hunker sweating down and upset. Just, like, yeah, take it. It hurts so bad, Kim. This is, like, maybe even, like, because you're new to all of this. Like, yeah. This is not.
For sure. Not what not I wanted
what
to be
in. Not what you fucking signed up for.
Not at all. I thought it was going to be a home.
Yeah, I think you've been, like, blackout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely, when that happens, I fall to my forehead and, like, on my side, and I'm out.
Guys, they killed Rain. Yeah. I start, like, wriggling all aggressive.
Someone get her water, please.
Don't worry, I'm almost out of these chains.
Quick, get out of them and get me out of them.
All right.
And on your guys' forehead now is this sigil that's shaped like a rose wrapped in vine thorns. It's, like, burned into your skin. And it's a similar... emblem that the guards are wearing. It's a similar emblem that you guys have seen waving on flags. It's Miltant. And then after he goes around and does that, he goes to the king and on his hand places it and does it. The king takes it. Actually, let me roll, actually, because he's kind of...
a gaunt boy.
He's a gaunt man. Let me do this one. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, like, similar to you, he's like, you know?
I knew it. I knew he was a bitch.
But, you know, he takes it. He's like, just as, you know, collateral. If you can't do it for me, you die. If I can't deliver for you, I die.
Do you lose your head if one of us dies? I don't get it. Dumb. Do you get it?
Well,
do it have
you voice? Don't have to find out.
I can take it.
Just know if you decide, you know, to not do this for me, it will kill you.
It or you?
Both.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you guys, you know, more guards come up, get you guys to your feet, and start fucking shuffling you out of the king's room. He like waves and goodbye.
Hey, I need my stuff. I can't. You guys gotta give me
my
stuff.
Yeah, you'll get your stuff later.
Get shoved out of the room.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're shuffled out in chains, and they sort of, like, push you into this armored, like, caravan, and it's horse-drawn, and there's, like, little barred windows you can look out of.
Oh, the sun.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah. We haven't seen the sun in fucking years, months.
Yeah. As you guys, like, all kind of sit down, you hear, like, I don't think this is total bullshit. You turn, and it's this little, like, 3-foot kobold guy. Just like, looking.
You guys know who the fuck that guy is?
I'm still wrestling with my chains, trying to break them.
Dude, I've been in your cell block this whole time.
You have not. Who stinks up the cell block?
It's me.
It's 2.5. Who the fuck is this guy?
I've been here the whole time, guys.
I would have remembered if you were in the milk tank with us.
He has the brand. He's been there the whole time. His name's Gareth. My name's Gareth.
I'm gonna detect thoughts and then probe.
Yeah.
Into this guy. I want to get his deal.
Figure out what the fuck is up with this guy.
Can I insight him?
Yeah, dude.
Nope.
That was crazy.
I do not.
He has to make a wisdom save of 16 if he wants to resist it. He can also just not fail it if he wants to. If he has nothing to hide.
Yeah. So, he has been there the whole time, but...
He's just so unenamored.
Dude, he's like, he's just so little. He's just there. He's just there, guys. Don't even worry about it.
He just...
Nothing suspicious.
Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, he's a weirdo.
There's like... like, Cliff's his back. We're eating with him at the table. Dude. Fucking, he was hiding with me and Reen. Fucking...
He was there the entire time. He even screamed when he got his sigil there. He just didn't hear it, man. He's been there the entire time.
Anyways, I wasted a spell slot for that, Tanley.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, but like I don't want to engage with you because you're making me really uncomfortable right now.
Being the entire, you know what, I'm not gonna. Whatever, he's gonna like just go sit in the far corner and turn towards him.
Does anyone know why he's in prison?
Yeah, what I've been able to tell.
He's a pervert, isn't he? He gives off pervert vibes.
Ooh, what did I get from his thoughts other than that he's just a guy?
Well, he let you probe, so you honestly read me like a book, dude. And you like
he is a pervert.
Yeah, dude, you flip through his like his thoughts, his memories. Dude was born in Black Tower. His mother and father met there, and they didn't want to do the paperwork, so they just
kind of
let him be there.
We've got to free him.
Yeah,
this is the worst case scenario.
Truly,
I link with Threen, and I'm like, we have a prison baby on our hands.
Prison baby.
And you see her face like contort into like, what did you just say
the
to
fuck
me?
Is a prison.
What do you mean by that?
He was born in Black Tower. He doesn't seem suspicious, though.
He does like violence. You get that.
He is violent. I'm a little worried about that.
That's all he knows.
Who's amongst us?
Yeah, I'm like, well, obviously, who wouldn't if they were a prison baby?
2.5 horns and I really enjoy violence.
Yeah.
You're driving through the different kingdoms of Miltaunt. You started right now. You're in Fentrion. It's the capital. It's the king's palace. It's his court, and it looks, I want to say, ostentatious.
I'm making a fucking show.
Yeah.
I'm at the bar windows. No. And then also like dead man walking.
Yeah, there are people on the streets, mostly humans, elves, half elves.
I'm making them uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah. They're like,
dead man walking. Pearls. We're dead man walking.
Yeah, so driving through the city, it's very nice, very well kept. There's a few people on the streets here and there. Yeah, and then you make it to the wall that surrounds this kingdom. So think of it like, because you guys are from here, or have been around, you know? It's like, it's sort of tiered, like, you know, Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, where it's bang, 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 sort of like that. It's not perfect circles, but it's similar. So you make it to, like, so you make it to this very tall wall, like, looking out, it's huge. And there's, like, large gates that filter people in and out. There's a few guards here and there, but not as much as you'd think. And they just kind of wave you guys in. They see the caddy. They're like, yeah, sign it through. And then you make it into Rinriot, which is the second tier. This one is bustling. It's working class, high level working class. There's a lot of like guilds here. Kim, your Assassin's Guild might be here. Like there's people. There's not a lot of children, but a lot of adults here to work and make money and make ends meet. You even see like precincts, police precincts. You would recognize the area. Actually, this place makes your blood run cold. Mostly because there's the precincts, there's facilities that aren't marked. mm-hmm. facilities that you've probably been in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. It's not good. Do you say anything or no?
No.
Yeah, you probably don't want to let a bunch of prisoners know that you were a cop.
Yeah, that is a good yeah. call. That is a very
I'm
good
call. I'm starting
to
run back and forth between the opposite sides to make the thing rock.
You also hear it in your head. Like, it's home.
I'm still staring. I'm not saying anything. But yeah. I always stare at places.
Don't ignore me. Hey, hey, hey. And then that's just going on in your head.
I'm chewing on my chains because breaking out by force isn't working.
There's so much going on.
You're
just normal.
Yeah.
I'm just silent.
Fucking hey. You know this place.
Yeah.
You live here. Lived. Past tense. and then you make it to another wall. This one is heavily guarded. There's only a few gate ports that filter people in and out. And this one, actually, your caravan stops. And there's guards coming up talking to the guys that are doing it. And they're like, another day on the job, right, bro? Yep, just doing my civil duty. You know how it is. And then they wave him through.
Get a load of these fucking guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Tanlin, actually, can I ask? Would you mind if I use my arcana to try and see what happens if the sigils go off, you know? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you roll me on arcana, yeah.
24.
Oh, sexy. So.
Does my friend tell me?
Yeah, actually. You know, yeah, I forgot to mention. So, it feels like there's weight on the back of your neck, since having it. You are used to, having a weight in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And now it feels twice as much.
Ah.
Yeah. You rolled really well. It whispers to you, oh, you want to know what it is? Yeah. It's a boom. Big boom.
I say out loud, maybe in the midst of another conversation, is there a way to get rid of it?
No, he's been here the whole time.
I'm Gareth!
I think he's just with us now. Fuck.
Don't talk about Gareth like that.
You didn't even know that he was with us the whole time.
Yeah, but I don't like how we're treating him now.
I knew he was here. He did it.
So it's like evocation magic, and it's woven with divination, and it's encased in a weave of abjuration, and it's bonded itself within you. It would take some crazy shit to unweave it from you. Yeah. So you know that now.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then we get through those gates to Avalon. I love these fun words. This one's bustling in a different sense. It's less police and more actual working class. Merchants. People selling stuff. Yeah. You name it, it's there. Humans, elves, tieflings. There's more of a mixing pot here than there was in the last one. And then one final wall that's very heavily guarded. You guys get through, obviously, because, you know, the people who are bringing you through are able, they have clearance.
Don't let us through, the guards are working for us. We're going to kill everyone in the city! banging up the fucking...
Don't listen to him. and they only drive in, maybe a few, meters, right? They're not trying to be in this fucking city.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, all right! they open up the thing and get out.
My stuff.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. Hold on.
I jump out at one of them. Not attacking, just Oh shit.
Yeah, because you're still shackled.
Yeah.
Dude. Actually, I think one keeps you held down while they unshackle you. And then they toss you a few bags. So you each get a satchel with all of the things that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Your clothes, all of that. You get one full heal potion each.
One question. I was naked when they arrested me, so did they pick up my clothes?
I mean, it's in the art, so yeah.
They had to.
Yeah, they had to. They had to go through all those hoops, I suppose. So you get a full heal, 5 greater, 2 months of rations, and then a crude map of the outer regions. Also, one bag of holding amongst, the map.
You guys think if I get in the bag of holding and you swing it around, I'll get dizzy?
Jesus, Callan.
What?
Nothing.
Do you think I should make a break for it?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, someone should make a break for it, and then we take out the guards, right?
I have a feeling that's not a good idea.
I understand that, but like, what is it going to do, right? Hurt a little bit? I'm sure it's like a radio thing. You get enough distance from it, you know?
I communicate to Reen. Callan doesn't know what he's talking about. These will kill us if the king chooses to trigger them violently. We should not resist what he's doing for now until we figure out how to get rid of these.
Yeah, I think she kind of nods her head and is like, Callan, knock it off.
Scatter! And I just kind of stand there.
No one moves. The guards look at you as they're like tossing your stuff onto the floor.
Oh, thank you.
And then they like just load up into the caravan and head on. Like,
is my headband in there?
Yeah, all of the stuff that you had.
I wasn't sure if
they'd
give it back to me or not.
No, they would have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because it looks cool.
I quickly and like scuttily like into my clothes and weapons.
So
I go behind like a tree or bush and change real fast.
Yeah, there's buildings.
Yeah, I just go like into an alley or something and change real fast.
No, I'm just right there, get naked.
Dick out.
Yeah, same, honestly. So we're all dressed up.
Yeah, you guys take a moment, get your bearings, equip your stuff, and fucking yeah, describe what your fucking fit looks like.
You can tell it's like worn, but it's like a leather, almost like gladiator-esque outfit. It covers the like forearms, has like forearm straps, has shin straps, and underneath the bandages that he kind of always wore anyways, like the hand wraps are still present. Then he has sort of like a half cape that like half covers over his shoulders. He has a bamboo longbow that you can tell he probably like crafted himself, but you can tell it's like well made and like well built. And then he has a golden hilted kind of like pointier katana, but like katana is like smaller, but it's golden hilted. And then he has a what is, I'm so sorry, how do you say the kingdom?
Miltant.
Yeah, he has a Miltant guard or knight's face mask as a headband that he wears.
Yeah, it has the little rose emblem on the little
A little rose emblems on the side of the
yeah.
So you see me emerge from the alley, and her hair no longer looks that messy. She really quickly put it into a tighter braid. And you see her walk out, and she's wearing like this indigo sort of like top that has like triangular cutouts by the armpits and like by her stomach and that sort of thing, and then poofy indigo pants as well. And the big noticeable thing you can see is the staff that she's holding. It's a regular like quarter staff, but on both ends are like two lanterns, but instead of light, there's like shadow emitting from it. And yeah, that's what you see her walk out with.
All Anders got is a top and boots. He has no, well, he wasn't given pants, so he's wearing the ones he had in prison. The boots are just, you know, normal boots. And the top is was probably once like a nice, decent, like undergarment, but now it's just a sleeveless, like torn, ripped, like top with some washed blood. Like that's still obviously there. A bit of his midriff is showing, but there's like tears and stuff like that in it still, but it's all they give him.
Are you going clubbing later?
Guys, think of, you know, the Leon Kennedy tramp stamp mod.
Yeah.
That, but
dude,
a booty
thing. Dude, the Leon Kennedy tramp stamp mod is crazy. That's a crazy sentence.
People know it.
Deep cut.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Exactly. Me and Jesse were like this.
Deep fucking cut, dude.
you're going to look it up?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you looked it up when I told you that. Oh, shit.
No. It's fine. Jesse.
I mean, my guy's just wearing a loincloth. Like, that's it. Oh, he has his war paint, so he's able to paint his swirls back on. So
do you take time to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all kind of like,
like, what is this guy doing?
Do you have a weapon?
Oh, I have a big axe.
Oh, yeah. So your axe looks different than what you remember.
Hey, this isn't my axe. Guards.
So, like, there's, like, in the flower. That flower. God, I don't know what it's called. There is an important flower that you had to get as a part of your becoming a man ritual before you got arrested. So that's like encased in like sort of amber at the like
hilt.
Yeah, it's like at the hilt and sort of like grown into the hilt, encased in amber. And it's sort of like, it's changed the colors because What would you say it was, like, it looked like before your...
My axe? Yeah, your just axe. A very basic just axe. A
big, basic axe. Yeah. Yeah. So I'd say, like, the colors changed. It's more, like, it feels like it's living. Like, it's, it breathes, you know? Mm. Like, that's what it feels like when you're looking at it.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on the Monsters Playbook.
My name is Johnny, and I'm the host, executive producer, and Prince of Lies for the Monsters Playbook. What's the Monsters Playbook? It's an actual play Monster of the Week podcast set in my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where no monster can hurt you as badly as you can hurt yourself. It's a character-focused adventure where you'll meet Kira Ashwood, a journalist with a cult past she's desperate to atone for, and a secret power hidden even from herself. Casey Davis, a taciturn secret agent becoming disillusioned with the agency she thought she could trust. Theo Nessos, a professional sorceress trying to escape the shadow of her powerful magical family. And Mark Clayton, a pretty haunted introvert who just wants to make sense of his powers and all the weird things that keep happening to him. This is a show where danger could just as easily come from an otherworldly threat as from the fragile emotions that anchor our characters and bind them together. If you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, The Dresden Files, or any city-set supernatural story with monstrous threats and messy feelings, check out the Monsters Playbook. New episodes every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to check out the Monster Playbook if you want to listen to the paranormal world crash into the real world over and over and over and over again. But in all seriousness, be sure to check out the Monsters Playbook. They're good friends of 5GMs, and they have a very fun concept. Especially if you like Monster of the Week or just monsters being in city settings, definitely go check it out. Our second ad this week is a familiar one and comes from our friends over on Tabletop Podcast.
Welcome to Tabletop. My name is Nick, and I think that fudging dice rolls is totally okay.
Hey, it's me, Franco, and rolling for initiative sucks.
I'm Daniel, and I think you should modify your first level characters as much as you want.
And I'm Shade, and if your TTRPG hasn't evolved into a LARP, you've done it wrong.
And we all host Tabletopped, a TTRPG podcast about all things games and storytelling.
And sometimes we have game designers, professional researchers, and even the occasional owlbear.
If this interests you, listen to Tabletop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Tabletop is a proud member of the Helios Network.
Once again, be sure to check out Tabletop Podcast if you're looking for a show that covers a hodgepodge of stuff from the TTRPG community, from interviews with creators, to system reviews, to talking about certain mechanics and ways you run your games, all that sort of thing. All of the hosts are wonderful. It'll be a great time. Be sure to check them out. Alrighty, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Everything should be fine, right? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, so you guys get your bearings. You have a map. Shrintlop is where you are. So it's, like, pretty desolate, especially at this time of day. It's, like, late morning. Yeah. Most of the people who would be in this town are in the town over looking for work, you know, doing their fucking thing. There are some kids running around and shit, but, yeah, it's, like, old and cracked and bad. It's bad. It's bad. You know a direction where you need to go because you're not from here, you know, or not unfamiliar with this kingdom.
Well, which direction do we need to go?
East.
Who can read maps?
I can.
I also actually can.
and I always know where north is.
That's impressive.
That's helpful, actually.
You know the direction Tal Dwa is. It's eastern of the kingdom.
Is it going to be survival to use the map?
Yes.
Okay, I have plus 5.
Oh, shit.
Got plus 2.
Oh.
Nope, plus 1.
Oh.
Well, so you point us where north is, and then I'll roll it.
Okay. North.
Ah, perfect. It's back where we came from.
Yeah.
13?
Yeah, you know you're going east. You know there's, like, of the ports in Trentlop to get out, there aren't many, because why would you want to go that way? Except for if you're...
Oh, well, we're going back to where I'm from, so I know how to get there. I don't even need the map then, right?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you already have it. But you're in the city, okay. So you have to get out of the city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we travel by foot, or should we try to get... Because we don't have gold or anything.
It's... You do have gold, sorry. You have, I'll give you 100 gold. On foot, like, maybe an hour and a half to get to the wall. Like, that separates the kingdom from... Like, it's not crazy.
Yeah, let's just go. Do you guys want to like get a caravan out there, or just walk? I usually just walk everywhere.
We should save as much money as we can.
I also just walk everywhere.
Awesome. We're going to walk. How do you feel about it? And I look at the kobold.
Gareth. I don't know. I'm kind of
No, I forgot he was here.
Can I stand on someone's shoulders?
No.
Fuck.
You're not that much smaller than I am.
Yeah, how tall is this guy?
He's like 3 foot.
I'm like 4.
Yeah, I'm really right on my shoulder.
I love you. And he's just going to climb up onto your shoulders and sit there. So you're walking?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the air and the sun and the plants, it feels freeing almost. But then it actually feels worse than being in the prison. Because I feel like I can't even touch them. It feels like they're fake. Is anyone else feeling bad? I feel really bad. I thought I was going to be better. I feel really bad. I want to kill things really bad because of how upset I am, and I don't know how to deal with it. And I don't know what to do, guys. It's stressing me out.
I go to Garrett, and I'm like, this guy's a little weird. I don't know what he means at all.
I kind of fuck with this guy. I don't know.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I mean, I think I love you all very deeply.
I don't think you understand the concept of love.
Well, isn't it when you say something to someone?
So we're almost at the wall, I hope.
Everybody's quiet.
As you guys are walking, there's like kids running around. Actually, what's everyone's passives?
16.
13.
Wait, I'll be right back. I'm going to go run behind, like, are there any trees?
Not really.
Is there any bushes or anything?
There's, like, bushes, but they're, like, bad.
Shrubbery.
Like, shrubbery. Like,
I'm going to, like, I'll be right back. And I run over to the shrubbery, and then, like, I, like, crawl in a little bit, and I crawl back out, and I have 10 berries in my hand. And I was like, oh, here, everyone hold on to one of these just in case.
Okay.
Okay. 15.
Should I eat berry?
Oh, no, not yet. If you're not feeling well, eat the berry. It's good berry.
This young girl bumps into you. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And
oh,
she's,
"You're all right."
So she's like, maybe like 15. This little like tiefling with deep purple skin. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
No, you're all right, sweetheart.
But yeah, she fucking pickpocketed you, dude.
Okay.
She's like gonna just try and head on.
I'm like, how much did she pickpocket?
Oh god, yeah, she dug her whole hand in there, bro. She got like most of your gold.
Fuck, dude. can I try to like hold her hand as she tries to?
Yeah.
Nat 20.
Oh yeah, you hold it. She's like, ah, they got me.
I think you took something.
Oh, why are you holding onto that little girl's head, Reen? Is she your daughter?
I just keep looking at this this child.
I didn't take anything.
You took a lot.
She has gold in her hand.
Oh, she's a thief. Really slow.
I'm gonna stand really close to behind her and be like, give it back.
Are you intimidating?
Yes.
Really?
Got a 19.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Dude. Yeah, whatever. And she fucking like throws it and scatters. This is how it's supposed to go.
I I give her like 5 gold. I'm like, here.
Really?
You're obviously looking for something.
Do better next time.
Yeah, the future, don't steal from people who cut your hands off.
Agreed. You get this one.
She's gonna run away.
I'm gonna psychic link with her as she runs away.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
She trips because. Ah! And then you come up on this gate, the gate that you've been looking for. And there's like, dude, there's like 6 guards. It's like 3 and 3 on either side. They're like shooting the shit, like And yeah, I mean, that's like the only way to get out.
Ayo, coming through. I point to the scar on the brand on my forehead. As per business of your boy King, we're coming through. That's how you say that shit, right?
I didn't get anything for today.
Open the gate.
No, it's officials only.
I
suppose
officially...
this makes us officials.
Yeah. Plus, look at this. And I show the headband, the side of the headband.
You need to get out of here. Because, like, fucking, what are you doing?
I just take off. The opposite direction, full sprint.
Fucking this little goblin guy, like, you're not part of our guard.
I'm going to go hide in a tree.
Oh. Okay.
We are on a mission from the king.
I have 2 arrows notched. I'm just waiting in a tree. I'm going to roll stealth.
Yes, please.
Also, I'm, I think, 120 feet away.
And I want it to be clear that I could totally take the whole Mark thing killing me. And I'm doing this because I want to, not because I have to.
Are you saying that to the guard?
Yeah.
I don't even think they know about it.
They don't. He has no. He's, get out of here, you drunk. Like, go fucking go find something to do.
No. Where's the closest tavern?
You're just gonna head out. Don't do that.
When will the gate be open?
You're silly.
Do I have advantage since I'm running into the brush, or is it just flat?
For hiding? Yeah, you can have advantage.
Cool. Then I got 22.
Oh, shit.
I was like, get out of here. Okay.
Okay. Run, you fucking off. Get on. Like, all right.
I was going to say, Ander will pipe up, and I'll say, we've been sent by the king to do an important mission for him. We're going here. I'm not sure why you haven't been contacted. Usually it's this guy, right? And I name one of the people who I knew back in the day who would have done this sort of thing. Like, it's this guy who usually talks to you, right? I don't know why he's not doing his route right now. So if you can just let us through, this is really important business for the king. We'll try to use persuasion.
Yeah, that guy would do that.
Lazy, I say.
Let me give him a call, actually. he's gonna pull out his sending and start a conversation with that guy. Does anyone want to do anything else? Well, he's having this conversation.
I'm just waiting.
Just waiting.
When will the gate be open?
It'll open when I say it does.
Like tomorrow.
Didn't I tell you to get out of here?
Oh.
Yeah. So he's on the phone. On the phone. On the sending, bro. Really?
I start reaching for my axe.
Dude, the minute one of them does anything sus or you do anything, I'm just fucking notching 2 arrows in someone's chest.
Yeah, I don't know. They got weird shit on their heads.
Jesus.
Maybe it's...
Tell them I could take it, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be a cult thing. Yeah, I'll let them know. And then she's like, yeah, you didn't fucking hear anything about
that. I'm gonna link with him, mm-hmm. and say, this will go better if you let us through.
It's that intimidation?
Yeah.
Crazy.
18?
Ooh. And he's gonna draw his...
Oh, he reaches for handle?
Yeah, because nope. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Both of them are off, yeah.
Okay.
I told him. Yeah. I warned him, dude.
Right.
So, Tamlin.
I was going to suggest we sneak through. After that didn't go well, I thought we were going to walk away.
He reached for his fucking weapon, and I'm like, eh.
I will say, if, like, it starts to look like you guys are losing, or you guys are going to get, like, apprehended or something, that...
Yeah, we're dead.
You're dead.
Get it.
Right. Well, okay, yeah. So here's my question. What's the over-under on guards? Like, realistically, how, compared to us, how stronger guards? Like, just, like, out here in the boonies guards.
in the boonies, these guys aren't that great. Like, they got put on the shit shift for a reason, you know?
I'm going to let him reach for his weapon, but if he looks like he's raising for an attack is when I'll hit him.
He reaches for it. Uh-huh. He's not making the attack, but he's like, you guys need to get the fuck out of here. Like, this is ridiculous.
I'm just waiting. What's going on here?
Yes, I think we should go.
Okay.
It's all right. 2.5 horns.
Fucking cults. Fucking cult people.
I'm not a cult. I could take it.
I could take it kills.
I'm doing this because I want to.
I keep my psych link with him still open, and I say, remember you did this. And then I disconnect the link.
Like, he's just like,
where's that tavern again?
Oh my god.
I mean, there's a fucking tavern if you want to find a tavern.
We're not going to a tavern.
You're thinking about like, fuck this, I'm gonna go to the tavern, and you feel like pressure on the back of your neck.
Oh, a little heat.
Yeah.
Does he let them walk away?
Yeah, he lets you, like, you get the fuck on.
As once like the group is cleared.
Yeah, I was gonna say when we walk, I'm gonna like once we're kind of like out of their sight line, I'm gonna nudge us towards like the side, kind of just being like, just get out of their way for a second and just kind of like where. Where did Callan go?
Like down from like a tree. Hey!
Jesus Christ.
I almost killed that guy.
Yeah.
Expeditiously.
Yeah. That could have gone
I've been
awful.
Reading more.
Good for you, Callan.
Yeah, they let me have books for a little while, and then they took my book privileges away again.
I would have killed him more expeditiously.
Death by paper cut.
I don't think we have to fight about this right now, gentlemen. I was going to suggest we sneak through. I was hoping we could do it diplomatically, but apparently not.
Oh yeah, I used to always sneak through. I just figured since we have these stupid fucking things on our forehead, they would be worth something, but apparently fucking not.
I thought so too. That's why I thought we could do it diplomatically.
Really upset and passive aggressive.
But I just say we sneak through.
Also, there's a moment where everyone stood there like quietly and kind of awkwardly. Were you doing the thing you did?
It's gross, isn't it?
What's the thing he does?
2.5 horns. Sometimes it's easier for me to communicate without speaking. Would you be all right if I did that with you sometimes?
You didn't ask me.
Like with hand signals?
Does it?
No. Would you like me to show you for a moment?
No, I don't like this.
I understand.
Okay.
And I'm staring at you.
Is he doing it?
Nope.
I think we would know if he was doing it.
Okay. You definitely.
Okay.
I'm still not 100% convinced it's not ghosts, but...
Is he a ghost? Anyways, I say we just sneak.
Yeah, we're gonna go find somewhere to sneak through.
Okay.
Before we go, I'll expend 2 key points and cast Pass Without Trace.
Because you guys are looking for a place. Everyone can just give me a Percept-y.
24.
Oh, shit. So, you see... You rolled really well, actually. You see, like, you're, like, scanning the wall, right? These guards are, like, shooting the shit. They're not really paying attention. But the one that was, like, psychic-linked, he's, like, on high alert, like... But the other ones are, like... But you sort of see, like, off to the side of the gate. Maybe, like... Because it's made out of stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like... Maybe there's something up over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. There's a section in the wall. Might be some sort of passage.
Oh, cool. Let's go check it out.
Yeah.
Will I fit?
Fingers crossed.
Let's hope so.
You just go last.
Okay.
We can always break open the wall if we need to. 2.5 horns. And yeah. I smile a bit.
If they stab your back, you should be fine, right?
Oh, yeah.
I could take it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I could... stay in the back and keep cover just in case you guys get seen.
All right.
Do I keep the...
No, you have to be within 30 feet. With you?
Nah, I'll be fine.
All right.
Unless you guys want cover, do you feel like we're better going as a group?
I feel like we're better going as a group.
Group?
Yeah, let's just go with a group.
All right.
Stick together.
Roll all stealths.
Oh.
Funk, yeah.
Got a nat 1.
We get plus 10, though. 34.
33.
Like 30.
Okay. What did the little motherfucker get?
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot he's there.
Interesting.
Dude, Oh, he's on your shoulders.
Oh,
great. I figured he'd get down during the sneak. No?
He likes being on people's shoulders. That's his thing.
Copy.
It's his king.
What? So maybe because he's on your shoulders, it makes you trip up. Like, everyone else is like, oh, so fucking cool. And you're like, huh? Like, maybe stumble and trip. The guy who is, like, on high alert, like, looks at you and, like, scowls. Like, get the fuck out of here.
No. Just say okay and go through the wall.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah, stay gone.
I'm gonna tell the kobold, be like, sneak over to them. Tell them I'll just sprint over there because the guard can't catch me, and I'll climb through the hole once they're all through.
Jesus Christ.
You know, what was your name? Two and a half horn?
Mm-hmm.
Can I call you Happy?
No.
Never mind. I don't know much.
Exactly. Why are we still talking?
But I don't think that's right.
I could outrun the guards.
He probably can.
Is there just the one guy who, like, noticed him?
I mean, there's the guys around him that he would alert if he feels like he needs to go handle some shit.
Are there any on top, or are they all on the ground?
They're all on the ground.
Okay, because I'm just thinking about how the fight would go.
Second question. So, like, they know also he's there?
The guy who's
So the guy's posse also knows that Two and a Half Horns around? You know what I mean?
They're not paying attention.
Okay.
He hasn't told them
yet. He hasn't told them yet.
Okay. I can always try talking to him more.
My persuasion's high. That would 100% trigger it, though.
So what do you do, Jesse?
Yeah, tell Kobold, go tell him to go through the hole, and then I'll just sprint in after them once they go through.
All right. You're just going to kind of, like, climb off of your shoulders. look at the guard. Shrug your shoulders and just start walking.
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, no.
It's okay. It's
walking
been done.
In the
it's
direction. The direction that you told him. You told him to sneak, right?
Yeah, I told him to sneak.
But the guard's watching.
The guard was looking at you guys. You fucking... I told you.
Okay, I'm going to walk away, find a place to say it, and tell him, and then have him sneak over there.
All right. Okay.
They lose the plus 10 because they're not within 30 of us anymore. No.
Well, he's a little kobold.
Yeah, I'm hoping he's fucking... I'm going to go find a good place to get a shot from if I have to fucking kill this guy.
Okay.
So I'm just double notching. Just like, stupid fucking guy. I hate everything.
So you're, like, going around a corner.
Yeah.
And being like, go sneak to where the people are. Or mm-hmm. where our guys are. Mm-hmm. You're not going to sneak with him?
No, I'm just going to make a mad dash once they make it through.
Okay. Gareth is doing his very best.
Gareth!
He's doing his very, very best. And the guard clocked him. And they're like, fucking told you guys. And he starts heading towards Gareth.
Has Gareth noticed he's coming towards us?
Yeah,
I look at Gareth like, ride, and I point the other way.
Run the opposite way?
He's just like, just
start running. He's just start running.
And then I'm going to wait till Gareth hits a corner mm-hmm. and this guy can't be seen by his friends anymore. I'm going to put two in his fucking back.
Fucking roll it, dude.
Does he, like, clear a corner chasing Gareth?
Yeah.
His friends aren't following him?
he probably like, whistles, like...
Uh-huh.
It's time to ride! And so his boys are gonna, like, start
getting... Are all of them leaving?
They're getting ready to, like,
well, if they
start...
all leave, we can just go through the fucking gate,
yeah,
dude.
Dude, they're fucking stupid. They're all getting ready to, like, set up
but
and
so
search.
I want to know how much time I have before they will find him after I put two in his back.
Less than a minute. Like, they're gonna...
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's enough time for us to clear
for
the fuck out.
For you guys to get the fuck out.
Do I get advantage because it's a surprise?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. 21 damage.
Oh, yeah. That fucking hurts him.
Is, like, he dead?
He's not dead, but it definitely... I feel like it caught him so off guard. He was like...
High action surge.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
I'm just gonna fucking plant two more in there. So that one will be 18 damage.
Yeah. Where are they? Fucking out.
I'm gonna start sprinting once the gates, when there's no more guards near the gate.
Yeah, they're starting to, like, spread out to search, to follow their guy, to search, like they're spreading out, you know? As that's happening, where you guys, well, not you, because you climbed, you scaled. It's around. You
can
see it.
I just got vantage point. Yeah.
You can see it. You're not far.
I'm trying to figure out what the thing in the wall is.
Yeah, so there's like, there's a hole dug underneath the wall. But as you're like looking at it, because there's like a something like covering it, and out pops the little purple skinned tiefling girl.
Oh my god!
Like, what are you doing here?
I'm trying to get through.
Why?
Because I'm trying to get out.
Out there?
Yeah. The guards weren't letting us through.
She like looks around. Give me 5 gold.
Already did.
Give me 5 more.
How close am I to this?
I mean, you could probably overhear it.
Swivel. Move.
Okay, fine. Whatever. And like, and she's gonna open it up, and it's like a little tunnel under the wall. And it, honestly, it goes deeper than you think it would. Because it's like, it goes down, and then there's like a little bit like of like an opening where there's like other kids. And they're like...
Oh,
they like look at you guys like.
I'll give one of you 5 gold to go get my arrows.
5 gold.
Yep.
Okay. Fucking runs out.
We gotta wait.
Where are they?
Oh, they're in a. You'll see them when you get up there.
All right.
can 2.5 horns fit down here?
Yeah.
We condemned our NPC to die.
Yeah.
He's slimy. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, you would have made it there as like the, like I'd say you would probably last because you had to climb down.
Yeah,
you get there right as he's about to get in there.
Hey,
oh, I made it. I sneaked across.
Oh, you know they moved.
I'm a master of stealth.
Jesus,
you got seen immediately.
No,
we were literally covered in shadows.
That was part of the plan to get rid of the guards.
But why did we? Never mind. I crawl down and then I offer 5 gold to the first kid who will go get my arrows.
Yeah, I mean, he does that. You hear, so like he scuttles off and then you hear, ah! Oh my god! And then there's, ah! And then like you hear guys like, over there! Over there! He comes running back, skidding into the hole and closing it behind him.
Did you get him?
He holds up 1.
Nah, I give him 1 gold and take an arrow.
He takes it. Yeah, I mean, it's just a little hole tunnel underneath the wall.
Yeah.
They let you out on the other side.
That is going through.
Jesus Christ.
Should we give Gareth a minute to catch up?
Dude, Gareth. Yeah, he's there. He's there. He gets out. A couple minutes after Halfords. Maybe he's like standing at the thing like, let me in.
Oh, he made it around. Well, he lost his tail pretty fast.
He gets through. He's like, we're on the outside.
Did you happen to pick up my arrows?
No. I didn't like the way you sighed. Well, I'm going to head out.
What do you mean?
I'm going to go.
No, we have to go do the thing.
Yeah, we have to. You were there for the spiel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but magic isn't real.
That's a bold assumption, Gareth. Don't do it. Gareth, I understand what's going to happen right now. I need you to not do it.
He's like,
Gareth.
No, Gareth, actually, I think you could take it.
I'm going to calm emotions in.
No.
I'm going to calm emotions in.
I notch two arrows. I'm like, nobody's going to move.
Let's get out of the hole first.
I agree.
You attempt to suppress strong emotions in a group of people. Each humanoid 20 feet within range, charisma saving throw. If a creature fails, either suppress an effect causing a target to be charmed or frightened, or make a target indifferent about creatures of your choice. I just need him to calm down. We need to have a conversation.
I got a 5.
I got
we
a 2.
Have,
we
have
yeah,
a
one.
Long conversation.
We all calm down.
Oh, yeah. He failed it. So.
Boy.
Hey, Gareth.
It's fucking grass.
Gareth, listen to me. Gareth, listen to me.
I gotta go run around in
Gareth,
the sun.
Gareth, listen to me. Gareth, listen to me. If they think that you are not doing the job, you're gonna die, I promise.
You've literally seen him cast magic. You've been there the whole time.
Gareth,
look at me, fire.
Gareth.
Like, yeah, in my hand.
I'm gonna go
to
Ander and be like, but we can see what it does.
I don't think we have to see.
Gareth, look it. Your company's great. Just stick around for a little longer.
As curious as I am, Gareth.
Gareth, don't listen to them. Gareth, lock it.
He's locking it. Are you going to roll?
I could try.
No, Gareth, we're buddies. And after seeing you evade those guards, I think you could get away with it.
An 8?
He's dead.
Gareth, if you die, I will loot your body. I will take everything that's on you.
Well, that's just fair game.
You son of a bitch.
Gareth, please don't do this.
Gareth, that's not freedom. Gareth.
I'm going to start crawling out to the other side.
Well, I thought we were on the other side. Okay. Are we on the other side?
Yeah, you are on the other side. We're there's in the grass, grass, there's trees.
We've exited the kingdom practice.
Yeah. Gareth, your head's going to blow up.
Although maybe we're not close enough for it to work anymore.
Shut up.
I'm not positive. I don't know that much about magic.
Can I roll my persuasion? People care about you, 17. There are people who care about you.
Like who? His prison family?
Who's dead?
Dude, have arts.
It's us.
Okay, but I'll stay.
Thank you.
All right. If shit starts getting scary, I don't know.
Well, yeah. But
Gareth, you should walk away then. Gareth, if you're scared about things getting scary, you should get out of here.
I think we're in a horror campaign.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But also, we also can't stay here because we just killed a guard. So we gotta go.
Oh. Okay, get back up. Here, get back on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just so you know, I think you could take it. I think you'll be fine.
That was a fucking close one.
One of these days. And he climbs up on your shoulders, and you guys start...
Disembarking,
and I think that's where I'm going to end this episode.
God damn it.
Christ.
Guys, I wanted to blow his head up so bad.
So did I.
To be honest, I was curious. Listen, I was going to kill that guard no matter what.
Yeah.
What you should do, Tanlin, is you should blow his head up on 2.5 Horn's shoulders.
Yeah. Can we take a 15-minuter so I could get my action surge back?
Yeah, if you want to walk a little bit short rest, yeah.
I also don't before yeah. like I'm fine before we get attacks. On. I just wanted to make sure that guy was fucking dead because if he wasn't, Gareth was getting caught.
Anyways,
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening. If you like what you're listening to, you can follow us on our socials at 5GemsOfficial on X/Twitter and Blue Sky, and at 5Gems in a Trench Coat everywhere else. You can check out our website, 5GemsInATrenchCoat.com, for some lore stuff on 10 seasons, on previous seasons, you know, all that fun stuff. And if you like what you're listening to and you like to support us, like, comment, subscribe, follow us. Share us with your grandmas. Grandmas love us. And also if you'd like to support us in other ways, we also have a Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/5GemsInATrenchCoat. We drink a lot of energy drinks on these long recording days, and we would greatly appreciate if you buy us a little drink.
Yeah. Also, once again, if you like what we're doing here and you want to see more from us, most of us work on @AdavansArmory, 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 on just about everything. We make 5e supplemental content. And then, Tanlin, what do you do for 5e GMs and Adavans?
Dude, I draw.
Art.
I draw so much. Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter. FROGGART.
And Tanner.
There's this website called Substack, and there's a key to other worlds, and I write about things, and you can come check it out if you like story.
Nice.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, audience.